Tonight, James makes his money going down. Mike lets the dog out, and we beat a dead horse with a broken ankle.
This is James from ThrowPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike. It's a damn miracle we actually got this thing working this time.
Yeah, well, we've once again decided that our microphone, the Blue Snowball, is a piece of shit, and it cannot work. We plug it in, Audacity's like,
I mean, it said that exactly. I mean, that's uncanny. That was a great impression.
I know, I'm very good at impersonating mechanical devices, but not so much people and impersonations.
No. Oonsie.
Yes. So, how have you been this week, Mike IL? Potato?
I don't know. I've been kind of blah, actually. Just kind of blah. I've been going through some stuff that I'd rather not get into on here. But, you know, it hasn't been a terrible week.
He was actually raped by a unicorn. It was a terrible...
I said I didn't want to talk about it on here.
Terrible incident.
His name was Charlie.
Yet horned.
Oh, God.
Go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Yeah, motherfuckers took my kidney.
Yeah. I normally am in love with the summer and love the heat and the sunlight. Not having air conditioning this year kind of sucks. I built a DIY air conditioner. Works fairly well for a limited amount of time. And...
Till your ice melts.
Till my ice melts. And this past week... I've been laid up with one of the worst sprained ankles I've ever had. No, it's not a broken ankle. I did not fracture anything. Don't tell me you haven't even seen it.
Yeah, I think you broke it, though.
I think you're gay. Yeah.
Who wants to sit naked with who now?
Yeah. So yeah, really bad sprained ankle. Got it climbing trees, which is something that I love to do, especially in the summer. Which is weird. I've been climbing and jumping out of trees all over Mike's property for weeks and months now. And this one time, I'm not even climbing. I'm basically leaning against a tree and sitting in it like I would, like, 2-3 feet off the ground.
Yeah, you're about 2 feet off the ground. You just drop down to the ground and fuck your ankle up. I thought you were faking at first. I didn't even see the actual injury.
I did see it. I happened to be looking down at my feet and saw my ankle roll completely sideways.
Yeah, his ankle hit the ground.
Yeah, it was brutal. No, it's not broken. I was completely off my feet for about 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen an injury take you out of work before, especially not for 3 days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't really care as much about work now as I used to, so I just call it out, which sucks because I need the money. But I knew for healing factor, and we'll kind of talk about first day later on, I knew for healing I needed to just stay off that foot as much as possible for a couple days. Kazoom tight.
Thank you.
So yeah, staying off my feet, and it did good. I was able to work my third day, my fourth day. I was able to work my fourth day, not happily very much, and in pain, but I was able to work. And I got some tips and tricks for dealing with a sprained ankle that I'll share in the first aid section that actually allowed me to even get through work and walk around, and it's still kind of helping out.
Yep.
So, what do we have coming up this episode?
Well, I dropped my fucking ink. Coming up on this episode, we're going to be talking about how Ron Paul thinks we're on the verge of a massive collapse, how Clinton and Obama seek gun control in the wake of the Charleston massacre, and, as we said before, First Aid 101. We're going to be delving into that, especially with how to deal with a sprained ankle, apparently. Yeah. But before we get into all that, it's time to give a few good words to a few good sponsors out there, starting with jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver needs. Tell them about it, James.
jmbullion.com. If you want to have a monetary hedge against inflation, which I think you should, because that's the plan for the Federal Reserve. The plan is to devalue your money every single year. So that's what's going to happen. And if you have silver... you have a hedge against that, because silver does not deflate every single year. it pretty much stays on par. If 1962, you could buy a gallon of gas for about a quarter. Mm-hmm. Today, in that same value, so the value of a quarter from 1962 in today's money is about $3.30, $3.40, $3.50.
Which, depending on where you are in the country, is still about a gallon
about
of gas.
About a gallon of gas, yes. Exactly. Silver is a good hedge for that, and I suggest you get it from jmbullion.com, where you get free shipping on orders over $100, and you get to deal with good quality people.
Absolutely. Also, yeah, I've completely lost my train of
thought.
Oh, God, he's stripping in front of me. You need a, I don't want to see this. I'd rather climb into a tent. You know where a great place to get a tent is?
I do. CampingSurvival.com, where you can get things like the Survival Life Straw earlier that you can use,
to drink cow poo water.
To drink cow poo water. Or, anyway, I keep a Life Straw in my bug out bag, just cause it's so easy to, like, drink from ponds or streams that way. And you just bend down and drink it,
Instantaneous filtering.
Or just, you know, grab your Nalgene bottle, wherever you have, fill it up with water, and you can drink from it on the run.
Yeah.
So, I like, especially for those hard to reach areas. You know, like, if you can't actually get down to scoop it out, but there is, like, water, you know, and you can use the straw to drink out of it.
Right.
It works perfectly fine. They have good things like fish antibiotics, which I am not a big fan of antibiotics, but under certain situations, they could save your life. You know, I don't like people throw antibiotics at everything. Like, oh, you got a spider bite. You should take antibiotics.
Why would you take antibiotics for spider bite?
No fucking clue. You have gangrene, you should take antibiotics. A bullet wound that could put bacteria in your body, you probably should take antibiotics. Cough and cold, probably not so much. So for those reasons, I have antibiotics. I store some.
Yeah.
Just cause, you know, I don't take them often. I try to not take them actually. But if I need them, I need them. I mean, survival camping, campingsurvival.com.
Which brings us right along to, one of your favorites, Mai Tai Exotic Asian Coffee. Best damn coffee on either side of the globe.
Yes. And sadly, I drank my last scoop of coffee.
Oh, God.
2 days ago.
Really?
Yes.
You're out of your Mai Tai
coffee? I am out of Mai Tai coffee. I need to make another order.
Yes, you do. You know why you need to make another order? That money goes to help out a local orphanage.
It does. And
it pays their workers a fair wage, which is not something that's easily found in Thailand.
Exactly. I like Mai Tai. I personally support them. They support the show, yes, and I buy coffee from them because I support what they're doing, and they make the best damn coffee out there.
Yep.
Period. Hands down. Yes. So, definitely love Mai Tai coffee. I say you should buy from them as well.
Absolutely. And Mai Tai Exotic Asian Coffee, yeah. You always want a good cup of coffee.
A cup of.
Yeah, you want a good cup of Joe, or if you're in Mexican, a good cup of Jose.
Yes. And yes. If you are bugging out and would like to keep eating paleo, I suggest you get your food from wellfoodco.com, the home of the paleo MRE, the carne bar, and many other paleo-ish snacks.
Ish.
By a great people, John Wellborn, his wife Kate Wellborn, with their good friend Rob Wolf, who's helped them develop a few of the foods that they have, such as the carne bar, after years of development and testing, which Rob, on one of his podcasts, described as, like, horrible experiments with meat and blenders until they got the concoction right. Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible.
Come to a party. Hey, guys, let's hang out. What are we doing? We're putting meat in blenders. Oh, Rob, no, not this again. Yeah, meat and blenders. I like the results. The carne bars are pretty damn tasty. So.
I'm putting meat in blenders.
Yeah, I mean, that's
sort of people cooking. Heard of people cooking fish in a dishwasher.
I've actually heard of people poaching fish in Ziploc bags under, like, running hot tap water to get that perfect poach on them.
Interesting.
You possibly could do that with an egg if you did it long enough.
That would take forever.
But you'd have a perfectly cooked egg, perhaps.
I got a perfectly cooked poached egg, but my water bill was $700.
Well, if you pay for water. I heard of a guy doing that at a hotel room, so... Yeah, he poached the fish in there and then took it out and used it was Tim Ferriss. He used the iron for ironing clothes to sear the back of it.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And he said it was a damn good fish. It was, we'll say it was like sea bass or something good, high quality, because he's rich and he can do that shit. But anyway,
WellFoodGo.com.
We've wasted 10 minutes of the show today. WellFoodGo.com. What do you have coming up on this episode?
I already told you that. Don't you listen?
It's I do not show. Listen to you.
But coming up is our first news story. On the verge of a massive collapse with Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
I thought about reading the article, actually. That's his son, Rand, Paul, put out a bill to try to nullify all IRS tax code. I doubt it passed the other day, because I would have heard about it, I'm sure.
To nullify all IRS tax code?
Yeah, he basically tried to go after the IRS and shut them down with one bill.
I've heard of that before. I've heard of people trying to do that. I heard of this one presidential candidate. He was trying to abolish paying taxes, but he wanted to increase like sales tax like 17% or some shit like that.
We're going to get way off topic, but everyone loves when we get way off topic, so fuck it. I would be happy to get rid of the IRS and have either say a sales tax on everything, which I kind of agree with. I mean, as opposed to an income tax,
right?
Which I don't so much agree with, or a flat tax for everybody. Everyone just, you know, I don't like taxes at all, but if you got to pay them, I'd rather it be equal and fair across the board and just pay your damn taxes and go. Actually, I would love, if the government had an option, and I heard this talk about someone else, if the government had an option to have an opt-out tax where I could pay, say, a little bit more money in tax and be excluded from government fucking with me, basically. I wouldn't call the police. I'd take care of my own damn business, and I don't want the government to bother me, and I won't use their services as much as possible.
Wait, they have that?
No, I said I wish they did have an opt-out tax. I would pay it. They're like, oh yeah, if you pay like twice the tax, then we will leave you alone.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
You get into a crash on the road and they see that you have like opt-out plates. They're like, oh, it's an opt or out, or let's just drive off and go. I'd be fine with that. Anyway.
You're holding your head and you'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, well, anyway.
On the verge of a massive collapse, Ron Paul says, stock market heading for a day of reckoning. This comes from shtfplan.com. She hit the fanplan.com. Full of nut jobs. I don't know. Sometimes I read articles from them, but they're a little bit extreme, and I think they do it on purpose, but whatevs. We all know it's only a matter of time until the music stops. But Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, often celebrated for his outspoken views and opposition to the funny money economic system, says that day could be coming soon. Despite hot record highs in the stock market, former Republican Ron Paul says the Fed's easy money policies have left stocks and bonds on the verge of a massive collapse. I am utterly amazed at how the Federal Reserve can play havoc with the market. Paul said on CNBC's Future Now, referring to Thursday's surge in stocks. The S&P 500 closed less than 1% off its all-time high, which is usually a good indication that shit's about to fall. I look at it being very unstable. It is easy money that is propping up the stock market and allowing Wall Street firms to capitalize on 0% interest injections in the Federal Reserve, but it is not the same as easy money that is stressing the system to its tipping point.
That point could come from the rumored increase in the Fed's interest rate, a move that would have such gravity in the current system that it could send the entire system crashing. Dr. Paul explains in this video that we're not going to play.
Exactly.
Former Congressman Paul points out that the entire stock market is propped up on confidence, belief that the Fed has things under control, a false high that cannot last forever. However, the plunge protection team has been very effective in maintaining the illusion as long as they have, Paul charges. In Paul's eyes, the fallacy of economic planning has created such a horrendous bubble in the bond market that it's only a matter of time before the bottom falls out. And when it does, it will lead to a stock market chaos. There will be a day of reckoning that will lead to a collapse in both the fixed income and equity markets. It is the massive equity markets trading in pensions, insurance, and similar vehicles that are stretched so thin because their value is based on a projected future value as long-term investment, now cut to the bone by interest rates and that give nothing back and even carry costs and lost earnings through negative rates. As things stand, failures in these areas will drastically wipe out the savings, retirements, and investment wealths of the middle, working, and poor classes who are depending upon them down the road, but instead may find themselves without enough support to get by. Meanwhile, the bond market is entirely rigged by the Federal Reserve and the central banking purchases. It is perhaps the only thing that keeps the market afloat through unfair free money to the biggest banks who are getting top dollar on their assets while ordinary people watch their assets go in the toilet.
But as long as the stock market officially rings in some of the best numbers, the suckers in the middle of America will keep investing, setting themselves up for a fall while keeping this dangerous shadow game going. If Dr. Paul's dire predictions, which have been on record for many years, are proven right, America's in for a rough road ahead, led there by the hand of the Federal Reserve on the familiar promise of good intentions. As we all know, that's where the road to hell is paved.
But that's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel.
Yeah. I have studied stock market buying theory for a little bit, and pretty much historically, no one smart is going to be investing in the stock market when it's at its all-time high. You don't make your money on the up, you make your money on the down. So, everyone's waiting for a collapse to come. Everyone's waiting for that, because that's when they're going to make their money. When everything's on sale, they want to make their money. And being at an all-time high just makes me think the collapse is coming. To be honest, I'm surprised it held off this long. I remember maybe 2 years ago or so, I saw some things in the business world that kind of made me a little fearful, made me a little hesitant. Mm-hmm. I saw one of the largest retail corporations making some pretty drastic cuts. And to be honest, recently I saw them take a few more really big ones to save themselves a shit ton of money.
Really?
They got rid of an entire class of management. Oh. Saving millions or billions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. They offered them a severance package. Or movement into lower level jobs.
Oh, holy shit.
I mean, it was a level of management right before you get to salaried management. So, some of the people were making some serious top dollar money.
Mm-hmm.
Like upwards of over $20 an hour.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all now gone. They'll be out of their jobs as of July 1st.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I tell you, dude, I'm surprised that it lasted this long. I thought, I want to say last year, that they were going to be gone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they held on a year longer than I predicted. Cause I knew that I felt they were going out. So this makes me, the smart companies always fucking make cuts and save going into bad times so they can stockpile cash and ride out the bad times.
Right.
Because you don't, I'm sorry, you don't get to be fucking rich without being smart.
No.
I mean, shrewd and a jackass, and you can make bad mistakes, and, you know, people like Kmart and Sears, you know, can make bad mistakes and eventually lose their prominence. But at one point, they had to make smart decisions to be rich. You don't willy-nilly become a millionaire.
No, you don't.
No. I mean, even people that play the lottery, usually, it's not the person that like, oh, this is the first time I ever played the lottery in my entire life, and I just happened to hit it.
No, they're usually the people that have been playing it, like, every week.
Or yeah. Multiple... They're the chronic players. So.
Takes money to make money.
I'm not sure, but I would be hesitant. I'm not telling you to get out of the market right now. I will tell you, I am not in the market at all right now. I have nothing. I have nothing in the market because I was a little hesitant and I decided to do a different play with it. So Make your own decisions, but definitely stay informed and keep your eye open. You want to let your dumb dog out?
Yeah, I've got to let the dumb dog out.
Get out! Oh, yeah, now you get up. She goes away from the door.
Come on, Dixie. Get out, baby. There you go.
Yes. Be smart, people. Be smart.
Shop S smart.
Shop smart. Shop S smart. Next, I'm sure we have something that everyone is aware of and has an opinion on, much like assholes. This comes from CNN.com.
Clinton, Obama seek gun control in wake of Charleston massacre. There was a massacre in Charleston?
Yes, I'm surprised. We were talking about it last night with my friend Heather that's over here playing card games with us.
That's what that was about?
Shout out to Heather.
Oh, shout out to Heather.
Who makes the best bar, what was that, brisket?
Oh, God, Heather, you have to bring more brisket over.
Yes.
I want more of that brisket. That was the best damn brisket I've ever had.
Yes.
I don't know if I mentioned that before, but that was some good fucking brisket.
Yes. Washington, CNN. President Barack Obama.
Who does not make a good brisket.
No, I bet he doesn't. Never mind. I will not derail this on racist jokes. President Barack Obama and other top Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, find themselves in a familiar place following the mass shooting of Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday, pleading for gun control while it's unlikely to happen. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this kind of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. He said, taking a long pause after continuing, it doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. It is in our power to do something about it. Obama made a similar pitch in December 2012 after a gunman killed 20 young school children and 6 adults in Newtown, Connecticut. Then the president invested a significant political capital. Oh my God, I hope ammo doesn't disappear again. Anyway. Oh, fuck me, dude.
You lose your place.
We still haven't gotten 22 ammo back where you can find it again.
Really? You still can't find 22?
No, dude, it's still hard to find.
Damn.
Yeah, this is, I mean, obviously it's 2012 to 2015 now.
22s used to be as common as toilet paper.
Pretty much, yeah. Then, president invested a significant political capital in an attempt to advance gun control legislation through Congress. But his efforts only seemed to drive gun sales through the ceiling. Combated by pro-gun groups like the National Rifle Association, were rebuffed in the U.S. Senate during a series of votes in April 2013. He called it a pretty shameful day in Washington.
A pretty shameful day in Washington.
You're a flippy floppy.
Since then, though other shootings have occurred, the president has not resurrected the same effort to achieve gun reform, an unlikely prospect of the GOP-controlled Congress. But other Democrats sought to highlight the case in the wake of Wednesday's events, in which 9 African-American parishioners of Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were killed, allegedly by 21-year-old Dylan Roof, who is white. Oh, God. Authorities say they are investigating it as a hate crime. How many innocent people in this country, from little children to church-going members to movie theater attendees, how many people do we need to see cut down before we act, said Hillary Clinton. Fuck, wrong impression. said Hillary Clinton, the Democratic forerunner for the 2016 presidential nomination at an unrelated event in Las Vegas. In order to make sense of it, we have to be honest. We have to face hard truths about race, violence, gun, and division, she said. The NRA declined to comment on a Thursday to the Charleston shooting. The NRA will not be making any public statements until the facts are known, spokesman Andrew... God damn it, you took my only Obama lines. Andrew Orellendum told CNN. Representative Mark Sanford, Republican, South Carolina, told CNN's Wolf Blitzer on Thursday Obama and Clinton were put out to... were out of line to push gun reform in the days after the killings. Too often in the wake of tragedies like this, advocates on both sides of the debate use debate towards their own end, Sanford said. Moving to a large debate on gun control, I don't think that this should come in the immediate aftermath within 24 hours of the tragedy taking place.
Moving on up.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie echoed the sentiment in comments for CNN following the town hall event in New Hampshire on where the hell did I do? New Hampshire on Thursday evening. Go for it.
We don't even really know what the facts are here. He said, this is obviously a depraved act and something that those families don't even know how to deal with at this point. So that's where we should focus. Christy said once, all the facts are in. It will be time to look at the potentially changing policies. I have faith in the criminal justice system that we'll get all the facts, and then we can make some policy decisions if we need to here. He said, right now we shouldn't be talking about that. Both Mary Pat and I are praying for the families in Charleston. I can't imagine their loss. Chris Christie's a dumb fuck. Anyway, another Democrat seeking the White House declined to use the incident as a means for pushing reforms. Holy shit fucking balls! They let a crisis go to waste!
Yeah, that's messed up, man.
Yeah, I want to reach through and like high five this Democrat.
Game over, man. Game over.
Wow. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who despite being a liberal hero on most issues, has a more moderate record on gun control. He voted against the landmark gun bill, the Brady Act. Holy shit!
He voted against it.
He voted against the Brady Act in 1993 and has voted to allow guns on Amtrak trains in the past. In 1994, however, he voted in favor of the assault weapons ban.
Assault weapons ban! Yeah.
And after the shootings in Newtown, Sanders voted for background checks and an assault weapons ban. On Thursday, Sanders issued a statement calling the Charleston shooting a hateful killing, but did not tie it for a gun control. His campaign did not respond to a request for comment from CNN on his position on gun control Thursday. I'm really sick and tired. Okay, I have guns at home. Yeah. I have several guns at home. I don't really lock them up because I don't have kids in the house, and there's just me in the house, and they've never came out and shot Joran, my cat, or attacked me. They've never, you've been in my home. Have they ever come out of their case and shot you in the balls or anything?
No, but Jordan did whip one out at me one time.
Yeah, he probably pistol whipped you because you deserved it. Yeah, and you know, all these people that have these mass shootings that go on and kill people, it's not that we as America have a problem with gun control. We have a problem with fucking mental illness.
Yeah.
It's a country full of crazies. These motherfuckers, If I was God, if I was Zeus and I snapped my fingers and every gun in the universe was gone, or black powder didn't ignite, thus making guns not able to work unless you had purple gunpowder. But
anybody who gets that reference, email us james@survivalpunk.com.
Yeah.
I will give you a shout out on the show. Your first and last name, I don't care.
There you go. If you did that, there's no guns in the universe whatsoever. These motherfuckers are going on killing spree with a rock or a knife or a baseball bat or a hammer.
Yeah, people have been killing each other for many, many centuries and millennia before the gun was even invented.
I mean, there are people in China that go on killing sprees with knives. Like, they go into schools and murder kids with a knife.
Yeah. Well, my father lives in the Philippines, where civilians are not allowed guns, period.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, like, applying for permits or anything. No, you're not allowed guns. Guns are illegal unless you're, like, armed security guards can have them. They have to go through all sorts of shit to get it. Yeah. Police officers can have them. It's interesting, though. Armed security guards over there, once they get the right to have a gun, they can pretty much use any gun. He's seen bank security guards carrying Uzis and shotguns.
Nice.
Not like assault shotgun, like a double-barreled shotgun.
Yeah.
And just because people over there don't have guns doesn't mean they don't try to commit crimes. There are fucking people over there. There are businesses, shops that get held up with machetes.
Yeah. I mean, none of this actually is anything truthful. We are not the only country with gun violence. This doesn't happen in other civilized countries. No, that's bullshit.
It happens
fucking
everywhere.
80 people in Norway were just murdered by crazy people with guns.
Yeah.
It fucking Argentina, the number one, like, profession is, like, murdering and kidnapping.
Now, see, I hate to sound like a cliche factory. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yes, and not even normal people. Crazy people. Crazy people kill people. Yeah. Because they're crazy. Whatever. Obama's an ass clown. Clintons are ass clowns. I don't know. The only reason that Bill Clinton wasn't that bad of a president, and fiscally he had some bad decisions, even though I don't care if you disagree with me and say that he had a better budget because he hid shit and whatever. Anyway.
I always liked Clinton.
Yeah. Well, that's just because he spent his entire presidency trying to get laid, get his dick sucked, and smoke weed. Which means he spent less time doing presidential things.
He did not inhale.
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit. He had Monica probably shotgun weed down his throat hole.
Yeah. Ah. That's how she got that stain on her dress.
I know. Fucking, she should have swallowed.
You know, I saw an article the other day, interestingly enough. She has not held down a full-time job since she left the White House, left the Pentagon in 97.
You know she's like 50 now?
Yeah. She can't hold a job.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Jenny Craig even fired her. I still can't believe they had her as one of their spokespeople for a while. Monica Lewinsky for Jenny Craig.
She had some weight issues, but when she was fit, dude, she was good looking. Oh my.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I buy ammo if you can, because I bet it's going to get scarce again, guys.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm sure they're just saber rattling. I doubt anything's going to come of this. They're not going to be able to ban guns.
It's a good thing Glenn Tate uses a phony name. That way people won't raid him.
Yeah, well, oh my God. My emails I send out when the new show is published actually have my old address. I haven't bothered to update, and I probably won't ever.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Glenn Tate, we might actually be having him on the show again soon.
I got an email. I'm totally going to have him back on. I love Glenn Tate. And,
oh, yeah. That's still one of my favorites.
We'll talk about something. So, anyway. Right, Oxane. What do we got next?
Moving right into our main topic. First Aid 101.
So, yeah, I broke my ankle real bad, and that, of course, put me on...
You just said you didn't break it. Did you sprain it, or did you break it?
I sprained the fuck out of it. I sproke it.
You sproke it?
I sproke it good. Yeah. Sproke it real good.
I don't think it's broken. I do. I mean, you think it might be a fracture or something? Hairline? I don't know. Something. I mean, it's taken forever for you to come back from that sprain.
At this point, it's been 1 week, 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking on it.
Yeah.
It hurts sometimes. I have a little bit of limp, but I'm getting better on it.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
So the alternative would suck.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, if it's broke, if it's hairline fractured or broke or whatever, within a week, I'll be healed without a doctor, so I don't give a shit. Fuck you, Obamacare, I don't have insurance.
You know, I've got to roll
suck
a...
Suck it!
I got to roll a duct tape around here if you need it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah. So, it made me think about first aid and, So it made me think about first aid during disaster scenarios and, you know, sort of first aid preparedness in general, things you can do. If you get a sprained ankle now, during good times, like I did,
mm-hmm.
albeit a severely bad sprained ankle, things are inconvenient and suck balls. If you get a sprained ankle during a disaster... Things could be much worse. Things could be much, much worse.
Yeah, in a situation where you'd have to move quick and you can't move good.
Yeah. So I realized kind of how bad it was going to be. So when I left here, things were fairly decent here. You guys were perfect fucking nurses to help me out and get things for me.
Yeah, we had to take care of you a little bit.
Yeah. So when I headed home...
Had to make you be couch potato James for a little bit.
Yeah. My driveway and my house are separated by a good distance to get to my house from my driveway at this point. And I tried to like sort of one-legged hop over there, and I started getting leg cramp in the leg that I was hopping with, and I ended up having to literally resort to crawling.
Oh, you poor bastard. You never even told me about that.
I had to crawl the last... For a while, I tried to do like a three-legged sort of cat-like crawly thing. So one leg on the ground, both my hands on the ground, but not like knee, like, you know, held out.
Right, right.
And sort of doing that. And eventually I just said, fuck it, and just got down on my knees and just crawled to the door, opened it, and then sort of crawled in there.
Oh, you should have just stayed here with us.
Yeah, well, I need to get home and feed Jordan and whatnot.
Keep in mind, this is after you had to change your damn tire on the way home.
Oh! Oh, another reason things sucked.
You lost a limb and so did your car.
Yeah, I stopped at McDonald's to get a Coke Zero, which I've tried to quit. I've had one this week. 120 ounce with you this week.
Oh my god.
I haven't drank anything but water the rest of the week and coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm definitely trying to quit all Cokes. I don't even tell me, don't encourage me. I'm trying to do it. It sucks and I'm trying.
Look, you want a Pepsi, pal. You gotta pay for it.
Yeah, Pepsi free. I want Tab. I actually do like Tab, by the way, when you can find it.
Tab can't give you a Tab unless you want to
see. Yeah. So I was in the driveway and like I heard a pump a plunk and I looked out the window down at my front driver's side tire and noticed that thing was on rim. I was like, fuck, we filled it up when I left here.
Yeah, you still have my
I got to the interstate, by the time I got to the interstate McDonald's, I was on a rim.
Oh, good God. Yeah. Yeah, that slowly just decided to speed the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I pulled over and I had to get my donut out of my hatchback and change my tire on one leg. So I had to hop back there, grab the tire out, roll it around, hop forward, jack up the car, remove the tire, do all that on one leg, basically sitting on the hot pavement in shorts.
I wish you would have called me. I would have came out there and changed your fucking tire.
I was done by the time that you guys responded to my message anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you message? You should have called.
I don't ever.
Oh, Jesus. I hate fucking texting. Texting has fucking killed the phone call.
Yeah, I'd hate talking on the phone if I can avoid it. It's such a hassle.
Smartphones need to be dumbed down. We all need to fucking trade in our damn iPhones and go back to the old fucking Nokia 5100.
Whatever. So, yeah, that was a supreme hassle and a half. I got that done. I got home. I called on the door. My crutches, I have crutches, thankfully. They worked out very well. My crutches were up in my loft, so I had to go up my ladder to my loft, which...
On one leg.
It turned out, actually, to be very fucking easy.
Really?
The way that my steps are spaced on there, the way that I measured them and spaced them out, are perfect so that I can put a knee on a step, step up. Put a knee on the step, step up.
Oh, you got lucky.
I got so lucky. It was a perfect fucking distance, dude. I was just like, can I put my knee on it? And just, you put a knee on it and then, you know, just step up, put the knee up, you know, that way. So it was slow, but it was not even that difficult at all.
Were your crutches even in an accessible spot, though?
Well, I just went up there and they're just like right next to the bed.
Oh, you got lucky. They could have been buried under something.
No, I mean, I literally don't own that many possessions.
Oh, okay.
Good. The only things stored up there basically are like my crutches and the cases to my guns and stuff. Hmm. And a couple boxes, which we'd gotten, but, yeah, I mean, I knew exactly where they're at. They were no problem at all. And then that made life easier, cause I basically did not even put weight on or step on my foot for 2.5-3 days.
Really?
I elevated it, and then, I did some research, so this is basically turning into an episode on sprained ankles right now, but we're touching a couple other parts, because I do think that during a disaster, a sprained ankle can really fuck some people over.
Yeah.
Or any sort of foot leg injury that keeps you...
Anything that can keep you from... Yeah, anything that fucks your mobility is going to be fucking with your life.
Yeah.
And so, possibly the safety of those around you that love you.
Yeah. I think if my ankle had not been sprained as severely as it was... Pass me a water too, please. I think that it would have been, so to accelerate it, I did alternate icing it and using some hot hand packets from my survival kit, alternating heat and cold to increase blood flow and speed up the healing.
We should have just saved time and heated up the ice cubes.
Yeah, whatever. I actually thought about trying to find some big like pots and pans and have one with like freezing water and one with boiling, or not boiling, but hot water. Maybe 100, 101, 105 degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
And then soak it in one for a while and then plunge it in the other one back and forth. But I used to use the hot hands and, I didn't actually have ice. I used a big bag of frozen, mustard greens, which worked perfectly.
Well, hell, the first ice pack I used here was like a pack of fucking, it was like frozen vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah. I did the same thing. And that worked really well. And then alternating that back and forth. And then I had some Tiger Balm, which I applied a couple of days, and that was so good. It was so good. Kept it elevated, which works out really well since I basically, in my house, I sleep in either one or two places.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep upstairs in the loft on the foam mattress.
Okay.
Or I sleep in my hammock / couch.
Right.
Your leg is always elevated in a hammock.
Oh yeah, there's no choice.
There's no choice. Which meant my foot was elevated the entire time I was there. So, sucked because I was in my hammock for like 3 days basically. And then sleeping, I slept in the hammock, and the foot was still elevated then. And I don't roll over that really much in a hammock when I'm sleeping, so the foot was stationary and elevated. So it sped up healing very well, and just stayed off of it. Kept it wrapped, alternating. When I was icing it and heating it, I'd unwrap it and unwrap it every once in a while so it would air out, because it gets a little, you get that, like, the funky skin, and it needs, like, sweaty, you need to unroll it. Yeah, so, and after that, oh, and my sort of final tip for, sprained ankles are really good quality high lace boots.
I use combat boots. I was actually about to ask you about that.
That, it probably sped up my ability to walk by a day or so. Because it immobilizes the ankle so much and puts so much pressure and compression on it,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much the only reason I was able to walk the first night and last night I went to work. It's just because the pressure on the combat boot, which is what I've been wearing for the past couple of days. And to be honest, had I been wearing the combat boots the day that I sprung my ankle, I would not have rolled my ankle because the combat boots won't let me. But I just don't care to wear them all the time. I like a more minimal shoe. My feet feel more comfortable in it. So I've been looking up sort of, mobility exercises and strength exercises to build up ankles to make them more roll resistant.
Right.
More resilient. Which would be something to look into. You might want to actually work on that pre-disaster so you don't have to worry about rolling an ankle as much. You know, there's times where, like, you'll step on a rock or a hole in the ground and you'll roll it and twist it, and there's freak, like, what happened? That was a freak accident.
Yeah, you know the people that from Primal Professional that make those shoes that you love.
Man, Mountain Evan Chang, shout out.
Yeah, they should really try to develop like sort of a combat boot.
They have a boot. Their boot is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, really? They have a boot like that?
I don't know if they've released it yet, but it's in prototype, and their boot is fucking gorgeous.
Does it have the high sides like for like compression like that?
Yeah,
that would be. I mean,
it doesn't have laces. I think it's a slip-on, but it looks pretty rugged and classy.
Well, I would love to see like a perfect marriage between like a combat boot and like that Primal Professional shoe. I want to see that.
Let's see if I can. I'm gonna pull up a picture so I can show Mike, and we'll talk about. I definitely.
Well, that's the shoes you have.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I've got pictures. I saw some in person. I saw prototype models when I met, Mountain here in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
We had buffalo burgers.
I've had a buffalo burger before.
We went to
actually, I've had an ostrich. No,
we went to Ted Nugent's restaurant.
It was an ostrich burger I had.
The Primal Professional boot. Yeah. I kept trying to hit Mountain for a discount for the, Survival Punk Army members, but, it just wasn't in the, I'll show you a picture later.
Yeah, I just shouldn't worry about that. We're getting sidetracked.
We're getting super sidetracked. Everyone loves it.
It's supposed to be about first aid.
Shout outs to everybody today.
Yep.
So some other, and next week
I want to talk about. You hear that, guys? We love yous all.
Yeah. I gave Jeff Reike a shout out on Glenn Tate's Facebook, and he appropriately liked it, of course. You're welcome, Jeff Radke of the Law Skills Podcast.
Well, yeah, Glenn Tate was looking for some podcasts to listen to, and you recommended the Law Skills Podcast.
Yep, because, you know, it's a good one.
He's like, you guys should love it.
You guys should love it. So that's, I mean, survival and a sprained ankle. I've talked about it before. It's, oh, dude, it can really fuck you up. It's like illnesses, flus and shit can put you on your ass, which during a disaster...
Mm-hmm.
Twice as fucked up, dude.
Yeah, keep in mind, you're also becoming, at that point, I don't know, you know, if you let yourself, if allow yourself to, you know, make injuries like that, you don't prepare, like, by proper footwear and all this stuff, you can fuck yourself up and make the lives harder of those around you, too.
Yeah. I mean, crutches, ace bandages, tiger balm, or any sort of, like, soothing balm like that, ice packs, which, in your freezer, instant ice packs, hot hands were a big relief to me to get the oxygen flowing into there. Pain medicine, anti-inflammatory medicine to help, you know, reduce the swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain medicine, just to, I mean,
I'd recommend muscle relaxers too. Yeah,
priority needs to be to stay off it as long as possible, but when you need to fucking use it and get on it, then you need to be able to deal with it and get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those things need to be in your first aid kit. You know, along with like the snivelly freaking, you know, aspirins and whatnot. They all need to be in there.
Now, if you don't have these, and I don't know why the hell you wouldn't if you're a prepper, I would also recommend something that any prepper would possibly that would have around. Duct tape.
I have really fucked up a foot one time being stupid, you know, like the, hey guys, look at this!
Famous redneck glass
words. And just basically smashed my foot to pieces. And no insurance back in the day. I just duct taped it up, left it duct taped up for probably 2 months. Took the duct tape off, limped for a couple more months, and I was fine.
God.
You know, sometimes when the weather's just right and there's a cool breeze in the air, I can feel it in the old bones of the foot. Literally, it just cramps up and it hurts. But
I'd love to see an x-ray of your foot.
Oh my God, dude, my feet are so mangled. I've broken toes, I've broken bones, and shit, dude, sprung ankles, rolled ankles.
Oh my God.
They're awesome, dude.
This is just turning into foot wounds now.
Foot wounds, yeah. Don't get trench foot, bitches. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a good pair of crutches, hit up, like, the Goodwills and stuff. They're always hanging around the Goodwills.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, you pick them up for, like, 10, 15 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
New, they're, like, 40, 50 bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, people get crutches, then they'll get over it and get rid of their crutches.
Yeah, I mean, you can sometimes actually find some really good medical equipment at, like, thrift stores and estate sales.
Oh, God, especially at estate sales.
Yeah, I've picked up some good medical equipment from estate sales. Like, if I come across one that's in my size, I'll get one of those fucking foot boots next time to, you know, put on, like, a broke ankle or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick one of those up. That would have been a miracle to have.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
always look, anytime at estate sales, always look for the medical equipment.
Yeah.
Just never know when it's going to come in handy.
Yeah. If I wasn't so sort of teetotaler-ish, in my preps, I have serious pain medicine. You know, that like, anytime now, my idea is, anytime I can get a prescription for something, I'll get it and just throw it in my preps. You know, I have, like, lower tabs in my preps, and I don't ever use them. When I get prescribed them for, like, spider bites or that staph infection I had, I'll take them for a few days and then just throw the bottle in my preps.
Oh, there you go.
I have, like, whole bottles just sitting there. Don't come raid me for my drugs, you druggies. If need be, you know, like, if you're dealing with, like, a gunshot wound, break into the preps for that, you know. Broke limbs or whatever, something to get you through it, dude. I mean, if you do it, fucking some survival medical grade vodka, yeah, that'll probably do it too.
They have medical grade vodka.
It's called Skull Vodka.
Sorry, bastard.
Yeah, just you've got your drinking vodka and you've got your medical vodka.
Skull.
The only thing is what you put on the label. Drinking vodka? Medical vodka. Bartering vodka.
Oh my good God.
Bartering vodka is, oh my God, what's that below Skull? There's something that's like in the plastic, like, liter bottle that's like, is it Skull? Is that the worst?
I think it is Skull. Yeah, Skull's in the plastic giant bottle. That shit is like a flaming accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, dude.
You know, and interesting out there, I got a tip for all those junkies out there.
Okay.
Your cocaine is actually a great blood clotting agent. If you got a major wound, pack it with cocaine.
I have, and you know what, maybe I'll try this one time. Maybe I'll let you, like, slice open my arm with a knife or something to test this. But I've heard
I don't own cocaine.
Cayenne Cayenne is just like Quick Clot and will stop you from bleeding.
Cayenne pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
And just pour that sumbitch in there. So that'll be a Survival Punk exclusive video.
Now, if you're an idiot, you can use salt.
Yeah. Oh, no. God. No, honey actually does work, though. Honey works as a...
Well, if you're an idiot, I want you to be in pain anyway.
Yeah. Honey is good for stopping wounds.
I didn't know that. Honey is?
Because it's antiseptic and antibacterial, so it's no germs or bacteria or viruses can live in the honey, so it'll keep you from getting an infection.
Fascinating.
Yeah. As that's like sweet. As ants like dig in and eat your flesh wounds out and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That used to be like a way that the honey poultices used to be something they used to use back in the day.
The ants go marching one by one. Yeah. The little one stopped to eat my thumb.
So I guess this episode is more prepping and a sprained ankle. it's because I seriously think like feet injuries can really fuck you over. Like I was thinking, I was like, if someone breaks into the house, like trying to get to my guns, I should have just kept my Glock on my table in my hand reach.
Yeah, you really should have. You should have kept it within arm's reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad used to have a policy, always keep a gun within arm's reach.
Yeah, I usually like to keep it on my person, but I was basically in my underwear because it's so hot until I built my DIY air conditioner, which was nice, which is still hot.
Yeah. My dad used to own a bookstore.
I remember that.
And
a bookstore, maybe.
Yeah, the bookshop, maybe in West Nashville. Bob's Bookshop, maybe. Weird name, but anyway, when he was sitting behind the counter, at any given time, he had three guns within arm's reach.
Nice.
He got held up once. There was attempted robbery there. Guy come in, pulled a gun on him, looked behind him, make sure nobody was caught. By the time his head was turned back around, my dad had a damn 9mm in his face.
Nice.
I mean, this close to him.
Yeah.
He turned around, and now, after that, my dad had four guns within arm's reach.
Nice. Yeah, I guess when you try to rob a store and you get your gun taken, you wouldn't call the police and report it. Although, now, criminals are victims, so your dad probably would have went to jail for that.
Yeah, no, well, actually, he did get arrested. What really pissed my dad off was, like, 2 days later, he saw that same dude walk across his parking lot again.
Wow.
It got out of jail that fucking quick.
Nice.
Some junky piece of shit.
Wonderful.
Mm. My dad actually walked out of the damn bookstore with a gun in his hand and told him he better walk on the other side of that fucking parking lot.
Sweet.
And he better not actually walk on the other side, walk in that parking lot again.
Yeah.
You never saw him again.
I think we've beat this broken ankle with a dead horse. Let's wrap this bitch up like a Jimmy hat.
Yep. So, which moves us right along into my celebrity invite of the week, and I'm inviting Glenn Tate onto the show.
Go figure!
Yeah, go figure. I love Glenn Tate, and I want him to come back on the show.
I guess we should book that for... Oh, next week might be busy.
Well, you know, whenever he can make it.
Yeah.
And if you want to advertise on SurvivalPunk.com, just like the good people at JM Bullion, Campy Survival, Mai Tai, Exotic Asia Coffee, and Well Food Co., drop a line over at James@SurvivalPunk.com. We take gold, we take silver, we take money, we take food, we take beef, we take bullets. You can get a year membership with enough 22s.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Russian brides.
And if you don't want to sell anything, if you don't want to sell anything on the show, but you want to be part of something greater than yourself, you want to get in to an army that will take anybody, no matter how fat you are, join the Survival Punk Army, because the Survival Punk Army wants you!
Yes. And with that, on that bombshell...
On that bombshell...
Do you have some advice?
Oh, yes. That will wrap it up. It's time to end for the Survival Punk Podcast. This is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James, Sick One Brunetsky.
And remember, don't go jumping out of fucking trees unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah, I want to jump out of trees, you guys.
You guys!